Welcome to Life Mastery, our month in mastering the energies of transformation. Let's take a deep breath. Let our bodies relax and let our hearts open. Transformation literally means having the experience of going beyond the current form of some aspect of our lives, to transform our relationships, to transform our creative endeavors, to transform our service, to transform our aliveness, to transform any area of life, transform our money, any area of life you desire, you decide, and you determine you have a capacity to bring about a transformation because the God of this universe, the grand overall designer, is within you. And as we learn to master the energies of love and master the energies of manifestation and master the energies of well-being and master all the other energies, mastering the energy of transformation is fundamental to becoming a whole being capable of bringing our full gift to the family of humanity. So let us now realize that we are in a very, very important month of our work in life mastery. And let's take another deep breath filled with gratitude for our opportunity in a human birth to experience the preciousness of this life. We begin our process of mastering the energy of transformation with looking at the chart we use to guide us in our daily life. Every pilgrim, every explorer, every pioneer who is moving into new territory, even though it may be uncharted territory, they operate from a map or a guideline or an understanding about what the territory is like. And you and I have either a conscious or an unconscious chart about how we think this life works. Our chart is our guidance mechanism. And for many of us, our upbringing and the world itself has taught us that this life, things happen to us. Life is happening to us. And that if we want a better life, we have to change things. We have to change circumstances. We may need to get a better boss or a better spouse or something out there needs to change, and then our life will get better. But understanding true transformation begins by challenging the chart that says life is happening to me and operating from a map, from a chart, that realizes, no, life is happening through me. And the point of power for my life is not external to me, it is within me. The point of power for transformation in my life is not outside of me, it is within me. So as we challenge the chart by which we guide our daily lives, we begin to incorporate or bring into the body of our experience of the operation of life from a higher power than our intellect, a higher power than our previous knowing, a higher power than our training or our education, a higher power than what's in our wallet, a higher power than the opinion of others. A higher power is literally just that. A higher power, and it's real. And it's right where you are. It's right where you are. So the first part of our practice in mastering transformation is to understand that the universe herself is evolving. We are part of the grand overall designing of this universe. We're part of it. We are not a human being. We are a spiritual being having a human experience. And as such, we are part of this universal evolution that's occurring right now. And there is always the pull within us for the evermore. There is a pull within all of the universe. Grow, become, expand into greater forms in which there is higher awareness and greater freedom. For this you came into the world to bear witness to the glory of the one who is you. And so transformation then is not about just getting things to be different. It's about discovering who you really are. And in that process, things become different. We begin our month study by practicing challenging any chart we have that we've been guiding our lives by the opinions of others, whether we can feel happy or sad based on some external, what's in our bank account, how many friends have said we're wonderful recently, opinions of others, how much money we make, whatever the value systems we've brought to determine our internal state, our internal weather is not conditional on anything that's happening in our external world. And so our early practice is in the discovery that life is not happening to me. Life is happening through me. And the point of power for my life is not outside me, it is within me. For the I am that is the I am of this universe is within me, right where I am. And the I that I thought I was is a small version of the I that I really am. So we begin walking through this day, reminding ourselves, my point of power for any transformation, my point of power is within me. The power of God is within me. My point of power is right where I am. Right where